This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was a little hiccup in home building last month. The Commerce Department reported this morning that what are called housing starts, just like it sounds, new residential construction, they fell last month. Second month in a row, not a huge deal, but another sign housing is not all that, big picture economy-wise. There are a lot of things going on with real estate, of course, one of which is that people who are carrying other big debts, student loans specifically, just can't afford to buy a house right now. But Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, the government-backed mortgage companies, are making some changes that might help. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek with Arkansas Public Media has more.
Kristen Griffin is a librarian at Nemo Vista High School in Center Ridge, Arkansas. She and her husband, Mark, are window shopping on Zillow while their two-year-old son sleeps nearby.
It has a huge front porch. I'm a front porch sitter.
They're looking at an older home with extra room for all the books she'd like to have space for someday.
I'm a librarian. And you don't see any books in here, do you? Because there's no room for any books. But this, it would be a beautiful library.
But together they have about $100,000 in student loan debt, mostly from her master's degree in library science. 2 years ago, they weren't able to pre-qualify for a loan, but their chances may be different now. Mortgage backers Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have new lending rules that would consider the couple's lower monthly student loan payments that they negotiated, so what they actually pay, instead of the maximum monthly payment they owe. The new rules also raise the total amount of debt the couple can have and still get a mortgage. Bill Worthington is a loan officer for the Bank of Little Rock. He's seen a lot of people carrying student debt come through his doors.
The debt's so high, and I mean, they just can't get a loan.
In fact, a recent survey by the National Association of Realtors and the group American Student Assistance shows about three-quarters of graduates say student loans are the reason they keep renting. But the new rules could make a difference in people's ability to borrow. Since the changes, Bill Worthington has approved several borrowers who couldn't have gotten loans before.
I think it is a good thing now because it is allowing people to get into homes that normally wouldn't, that would have to keep renting for a while.
While these changes only apply to conventional mortgage lending, he expects government-backed Fair Housing Administration loans are likely to follow. Betsy Mayo works for the Center for Consumer Advocacy. She says part of the challenge is it's taking people longer to pay off student loans than it used to, and borrowers are getting older.
Over half of all student loan borrowers are over 30 years old, and a third of them are over 40. So student loan debt is not a young person's problem anymore.
Griffin, the 36-year-old librarian, says she sees that in her own family.
When my parents were 35 years old, they were probably on their third home by then.
Griffin's husband, Mark, is a 29-year-old network analyst. He wants to get a home because he hopes his family will start building equity.
It's definitely, you know, at least to me personally, a sign of becoming a responsible adult and kind of moving on to that next level, I guess, the next chapter in your life, where you have major ownership in something.
But Mayo cautions that for some consumers, adding a long-term mortgage onto student debt isn't the best idea. While the Griffins have started looking at possible dream homes, they're still saving for a down payment. In Little Rock, I'm Sarah Weitz-Kotacek for Marketplace.